had said you wanted to see George, Paul, and Jim Hudson.
Well, you read my memorandum on the best construction order published.
McCracken wrote the memorandum that George had transmitted.
So I suggested that you, he, and I will sit down and talk about the thing. You know what a construction trade agreement thing about, if you remember the memorandum, you wrote McCracken wrote there, you said that you disagreed with it, and I said, go and sit down. Question is whether you need to meet with Paul before he goes.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. Yes, I do have reservations about that as an approach. Right. What he wants to do is...
Will anything be done before June 8th, or...
Not unless, you would have to agree to do this before anything would happen. What it involves is this issue of rolling back increases that have been agreed to. And McCracken's view is that we should have some government people who give their opinion about that to the board and push the board in that direction very hard, a private board. That issue is it's a very tempestuous issue with the union people. The board is making some headway on it. And I think that...
A rollback isn't going to work for Christ's sake.
Well, they're doing a little bit of it, but it's the kind of thing that you have to do internally. And I think that it's also desirable for us not to get too much mixed up in that. The way it's set up as a union management thing with public representatives, non-governmental. And the whole idea has been to keep it that way. And if it doesn't work out, well, it wasn't Paul involved with the government.
I'm sure
Paul would present some counter-arguments, but I...
He's taken off, I wouldn't bother with it tomorrow.
No,
I've got too many things.
No real need to have a meeting before Paul goes.
Well, I don't think so, unless he feels strongly that this has to be done.
He didn't ask for a meeting. No, it was just you had thought.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You thought probably something was coming up. You and Hodge and I can talk about starting to represent the crack. That's fair enough. See, at a later time.
This would get us further and further into the situation where it did not. Well, the rail situation, I know you were anxious about that, so I want to post it. It looks as though we will get something tonight, from what I understand.
Congress?
From the Congress. There's, at this point, a difference between what the Senate is doing and what the House is doing. The Senate, and Javits is the person doing this, has this October 1 date with the board's recommendations up to October 1. The House has a moratorium on the strike till July 20, and interestingly enough, they don't give the full board recommended increases. Now, the compromise that apparently is being worked at is to take the Senate date and the House wage package, which would be better from our point of view.
Did the workers have to go back, do you think?
Well, they'd have to go back, and I'm sure they would. That sounds like an optimistic outcome to me, and Javits is apparently resisting it and fighting to get more money for the union people and so on. But we have the makings of an agreement between Mansfield and Albert that they're going to keep things going until they get something out tonight. So we'll get something down for you this time. We're working on a statement and whatnot. That was a fantastic session. I hope those people appreciated it. They were a rather cold bunch at first, but you warmed them up and they went out a lot better than they came in. But gee, they got what a treat. You really gave them a lot of stuff, and I hope they appreciated it.
I don't think they were so cold as perhaps just odd, you think?
They were a little odd and a little mystified. I think
they were
wondering, what is it?
It's the usual kind of a meeting, Bob. I heard clients are like, never is organized, never tells them what the hell they were here for.
I know.
And it was so screwed, I get the message.
I know.
It just, so I had to work for 20 minutes to even, you know. But I think it was an interesting thing for them, don't you?
Oh, my gosh, they had...
Tell Bob what we're talking about.
Interesting stuff all over the place. I thought you came down very well on the...
Trade.
Several times on the businesses of the domestic economy is
yeah.
our first concern, and that got across. The general posturing on trade and the why you believe in free trade, but at the same time we have problems and we've got to look at these problems and work on them. Senate accepted House wage package minutes ago. That's good. Stagger said he would move with the Senate date of October 1 in the House shortly, so it looks like we're going to get it.
Really?
And that's good. October 1 date and a wage package slightly smaller than the board recommended. So that's a lot better than the Javits proposal. So that ought to be, we'll have that down here tonight. For your signature, and we'll get the train running.
Great. I'll be here. We got through, I thought it was good to get them, to give them a little feeling of the trade, the Peterson thing, and throw in the antitrust thing, the tax thing, also a little on the American spirit. The reason you got to be a free trader is because of the old foreign policy.
But that you gave a very good build-up for Pete's presentation,
yeah.
And they'll be looking at that anxiously. Apparently, Pete is going to do that after dinner, and also to John's various views. So I thought that.
You know, the thing is that all of these fellows, George, are so consumed with the idea of what are we going to do about the dollar? The hell with it. What are we going to do about the economy? Are they rumbling around about a dollar? I couldn't agree more with Milton Friedman. I mean, what did he
title his column, The Mark Crisis.
The Mark Crisis, right. But any of that, the whole thing is that we worry about the dollar, and they say, what are we going to do about it? Also, they look at the immediate thing. Are we going to do about something about this international monetary thing? I'll come down hard on the fact we damn well aren't going to do anything in a crisis about it. Yeah, we aren't going to do something that we know that we want to do ourselves, that we're going to have well planned, and we're going to go to a meeting, and we do go to a meeting, and we'll tell them what we want. That's the way to do it. Carl.